This will be about a 20-minute sit and then announcements. I have a little luncheon kind of reflection, and then Sim's announcements. I'm just going to drop in the occasional word. You have learned, that's not the right word, you've been exposed to the idea, the technique, the skillful means, the values-based approach of the arriving, available, aligned sequence. So this time it'll be up to you to practice it on your own. Then after, I'll just drop in the occasional word. Then after that, we'll go to the Satipatthana experience of what arises in the mind. And again, guide yourself. We've also introduced this understanding, which you've been exposed to at SIMS before, both of the available sequence and of these dimensions of consciousness. And so I will mention just a word here or there, but you're doing your own practice. And then this afternoon, we're going to turn to noticing what is the outer experience and what is the inner experience, and to start to discern between the two and see what is wise relationship between each of those, and start to look to see how it is that our failure to see clearly or our confusion about one being the other leads to so much suffering. The invitation to arrive. The acknowledgement of being available, the felt sense of being available. Always going at your own pace. It does not matter how far you proceed. is the felt sense of being there with where you are. Recognition that there is the empowerment of choice. Of choosing. Recognizing the need for alignment and the actual choosing to engage in aligning. The practice of aligning itself. The recognition and felt sense of aligned and available, available and aligned. The recognition, felt sense of that there is a grounding, that one is grounded, this first ground. Deliberately turning to objects that arise in the mind as experiences in the mind from the five senses or the mind itself, starting with the body. being alert to judging, comparing, and fixing thoughts, tendencies regarding the body. Feeling the steadiness, weight underside, sitting in the bones, stillness of the physical body consciousness. Directing attention towards the wind element in the body, utilizing breath to know the wind element. Recognition of steadiness, of stillness, of knowing a moving object of the breath. Recognizing that movement is energy and taking energy as the object of attention. Recognizing that energy is the life force being felt in its own right and within the body. Knowing this is vital body consciousness, chi, prana, life force. Recognizing that there is a dimension of consciousness that allows us to know emotions, that there is an emotional capacity of consciousness that can be felt. One can feel the vitality. Recognizing that so much of our challenges comes from these waves of emotion that come out of this capacity of consciousness. Many of them creating hindrances in the mind. Even waves of emotion about the physical body through judging and comparing. So seeing, feeling the waves of emotion alongside this very capacity that it's itself still like an ocean. And yet the waves are like waves in the ocean. And now taking a broader view that these three capacities of consciousness interact with each other. And this is the spectrum of manifest experience that we can be available for. And the Dhamma can know with wisdom and compassion each of these and each of them relating to one another. Having a felt sense of how being available and aligned allows a whole new relationship with each of these three aspects of manifest life.